Well, welcome back to SEN Afternoons. A huge summer of tennis is going to be here before we know it. And the most exciting part of January is the new tournament, of course, the ATP Cup, which we've been hearing plenty about and finalised yesterday. The remaining nations are going to take their place in Perth, Sydney and Brisbane. Todd Woodbridge will be front and centre of the Channel 9 coverage. Todd, great to have you on SEN.
Thanks, Brett. Yeah, big day. And I guess we talk a lot about the ATP Cup coming up. Disappointing that Roger couldn't get in there, but we've replaced him with Grigor, so we've done pretty well. And the lineup is quite incredible.
It's a good replacement. I mean, Dimitrov coming off making that semi-final of the US. He's had great success making a semi here in Australia, Wimbledon. He lost his way for a little bit, but when he's up and going and it's all said and done, he's a top caliber when he's got his best form. So that's it's a nice little substitution in for Roger. Of course, you know, disappointing fans missing out on seeing the great man maybe for the last time, but not a bad replacement.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Grigor, I mean, he hates this tag, but I mean, he's baby fed. He plays the same game style. Yep. But obviously, not quite as well. But it was interesting to watch him at the US Open after a bad period. He came back and actually played so well. So I think that's pretty good. When we talk about comebacks, I mean, the other part of that is Andy Murray coming back into Sydney as well. And what a year he's had. I mean, the Australian Open, we said goodbye. There were all tears and all sorts of stuff. And then a couple of operations later, there was a doubles sort of comeback, if you like, at Wimbledon, and then he wins a tournament. It was extraordinary mindset from him to be able to get back where he has, and he's going to be a star. There's no doubt about that in the Sydney part of the qualifying, if you like, the group stages.
Lots of intrigue around the ATP Cup, and we're really keen to see it on our shores. And I noticed overnight as well, Thomas Muster being appointed the captain of Austria, and Boris Becker limping in. Looks like he's had a little bit of work on the knee for Team Germany, and the charismatic Marat Safin to lead Team Russia, who's obviously had great success in Australia, winning an Australian Open all those years ago. So all the parts and the components are starting to come together.
Yeah, you can tell. It's interesting, isn't it, how the tennis dynamics are working at the moment around the world. I mean, we're a couple of days away from the Davis Cup getting underway, and they're struggling to fill their field with players because they don't have the player commitment. The ATP Cup has the player commitment. 36 of the top 40 are going to be starting the year in Australia, and we've never, ever had that before. And you take out Roger, who we know has got some family things that he wants to, you know, spend time with his family. Stan Wawrinka wasn't going to play, so that's two of that top 40 that are not there. It's incredible how the players have got behind the ATP Cup. So I think it's important to tell everybody that's at home going, what is this? Is it you know, worthwhile watching? We've actually got the best of the best starting the year, and we've never had that. So, you know, people in Perth are going to have Rafa there for the very first time. Novak's going to be in Brisbane, and the top guys are all spread around the country playing for their country. So it's unique in a sense that it's an event that was on the tour for about 30 years and played in Dusseldorf, but it's just grown and it's become, you know, a massive event.
In a time of the year when the players are really keen to, you know, kickstart the year. I mean, obviously the Australian Open's a huge focus, and the prize of winning a Grand Slam or going as deep as you can. So this is not just some tune-up event. I mean, these are really important matches, and there's that added bonus and added, I suppose, enjoyment for the players, as you say, who don't get that opportunity that often to represent their country. So it's got that different dynamic, but also as individuals, they're really keen to, you know, fine-tune and make sure they're cherry ripe for the Aussie Open.
Yeah, I mean, the playing for your country part brings a bit of added pressure that sometimes is more difficult. But yes, we love to do that. And the other part, though, is what it gives you, because it's a round robin, you get three matches no matter what. And that's what players are always after. You know, they go to, let's say that years gone by, you go to Brisbane, you lose first round, you're still scratching your head, you're not quite informed. What do I do? Do I try to go to Sydney? I hadn't planned on that. I'm underdone in matches because I haven't played all of December. This solves a lot of that problem for players, and they like that. And that's one of the key reasons that they've got right behind it, is that it gives them a guaranteed three matches. They know where they're at for the start of their Australian Open. So it's not a lead-up, you would say, in terms of a warm-up for them, but it gets them ready for the first major of the year. And so that's why it's a winner.
Talking to Todd Woodbridge, of course. Catch going beautifully too, cross-court on Channel 9. Todd, on Sunday, it's been terrific. And another big edition coming up this week.
Well, we do. I mean, it's been interesting. We started pretty small and we knew it was going to be that way. I mean, a 12-week half-hour show, 11 o'clock on 9 each Sunday morning. And we're growing an audience, which is good. So, I mean, it's never happened before that we've had a tennis show that's sort of highlighted, you know, different parts of our game. It's a bit of focus on, you know, highlights of the AO. It's got a lot of community tennis stories, which really showcase unique individuals, which has been great. Sammy Gross been out there trying all the good food around him.
He's taking a good job.
Postcard gigs and put a little bit of a tennis twist on it, which has been a lot of fun for him. But yeah, we're starting to get people out watching. So thanks for bringing that up.
No, it's going very nicely indeed. I mean, from an Australian angle, obviously, you know, Chile been added to the Brisbane component of the ATP Cup. And look, certainly if our Davis Cup squad is any indication, and hopefully it's Demonor, you know, Kyrgios in a really good frame of mind to play Davis Cup this coming weekend for the ATP Cup, gee, Australia are a really good chance. But Chile, of course, with Christian Garin, their leading player, who's had a really good couple of years rising to be a sort of a, you know, in that top 32 of men's tennis at one stage.
Yeah, it's a good point that you make there, because every year leading into the summer, you know, people go, who are the ones to watch? Well, he is one to watch, and his partner, Nicholas Jarry, also. They are a team that we wouldn't think about, but all of a sudden, they're stepping up to the plate. And there's some really good young guns come along. We've been waiting and waiting, and of course, still Roger Novak and Rafa are dominating. But you look at the group in Brisbane that the Aussies are in, it's in with Canada. Of course, that's Ali Azim, and he's had an amazing year. Then you've got Shapovalov joining him. You've got Tsitsipas for Greece. You've got Alexander Zverev for Germany. They're all in the same group. I mean, it's sensational viewing for that particular round-robin group. Almost too good, to be honest. There's too many in that one that you might hope would get through to the quarterfinals. We're going to lose a couple early. But for the people up in Brisbane, geez, I wouldn't be missing out on that.
Absolutely. So he and Christian Garin and Chile get added to Brisbane, Uruguay, Norway to Perth, Bulgaria, as we mentioned, with Dimitrov leading the team, added to Sydney, Moldova. The mighty Radu Elbot, is hard not to be a fan of the man who's done such a mighty job in professional tennis. And Herbert Hirkacz, who's a very good up-and-coming young player, Poland, of course, will be in Sydney as well. And just while I've got you, before I let you go, you've got a busy day ahead, but the Bryan brothers have made the call yesterday that 2020 is going to be their final year. I mean, as a former great doubles player, I'm sure you, like many, have enjoyed watching these two go around. They've achieved some mighty statistics across a long career and maybe played a little longer than we perhaps thought, but they're going to bow out next year. What's the thing that immediately comes to mind when you think of the Bryans, Todd?
Oh, I've got several thoughts on them. one of them is how, at a period in US tennis, when they didn't have a big singles gun, they just lost Andy Roddick, they kept tennis alive in the United States, and not by singles, but by doubles, by the uniqueness that they brought. And I think that is huge kudos to them for that. You know, they took over, if you like, from Mark Woodford and I. We played against them when they were just out of college, and, you know, you knew that they were going to be good. They kind of riled me a little bit because I left the game with, I think, just about every record that I could possibly own, and they've left me just one. I'm a little bit hacked off about that, to be honest with you. But at the same time, I'm not, because they're great young men, and they have continued to promote our game at the best levels possible with great enthusiasm. You know, and you can't ask for any more than that. And in some ways, I've always had a terrific relationship with them because they looked up to what Mark and I had done, and they've always used us as a benchmark, and they've said that very publicly. So I admire them. I hope they have a good year end, because it'd be great to go out that way. But whatever happens for them, well, just, it's been stellar.
Are they going to get a great send-off right around the world? Pure doubles at its best, like yourself and Mark all those years ago, and the great records that you achieved. Todd, thank you very much for coming on SCN. The ATP Cup, it's such an exciting way. It's a new, fresh start to the Australian summer. We cannot wait, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, good on you, Brett. Thank you.
Todd Woodbridge heading up the Channel 9 coverage. And, of course, don't forget Cross Court, a weekly dedicated tennis program on 9, 11 a.m. every Sunday morning. Plenty more to come here on SEN Afternoons.